BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast on Bumbleo Wednesday. A truly excellent show and tell from Chris Stark today. We catch up with Alice Levine about the bus that she's got named after her in Nottingham. And I've got Ed Ball's envy.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon. Chris, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
You good?
Yeah, I'm very good. You okay?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good.
Right, so we've been chatting about this since Friday, but I can now finally let you know exactly when you can listen and watch our latest edition of Playground Insults. We did it end of last week with superstars Will Smith and Margot Robbie. Now, I've got to say, it was, I think intense is the word, which is why we've taken a little bit of time to get it together, because, you know, calls to and from Hollywood, they're 8 hours behind. Takes a while.
But also, we explain the game beforehand, and so they know what they're letting themselves in for, and you can show example clips from the times that we've done it before. But what's amazing with this one is they really brought it up another level.
Yeah.
This will now be the example of how this game is done.
It definitely went to the next level. So, but it did take a while, but they did say a few things that we've had to clear with various people, but we've got it now.
I love that. I love that. It's just they took it to another level. It's like, we have to check. It's like, yeah, is this okay?
Can we leave this in or not? So the game is simple. Two massive actors sit in a room and they take it in turns to insult each other in the most childish way possible until one of them cracks. You remember we did it with Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz?
Your butt stinks and you have a butt freshener on set at all times. I've met her. Her name's Sharon. She just sprays your butt with floral scents all day long. Your chair is padded with floral cushions. And they pad your wardrobe as to not alert the other actors
of
your butt stink.
My butt stink.
So good. So this one is even better, I would say. Would you say, I'm saying best one yet?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's better than Seth and Chloe, and it's better than Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
I know, and for me personally, I thought nothing would beat that.
We had such a laugh with those two. See if you agree with me when you can hear it tomorrow at 1:45. Obviously, we filmed it, so you'll be able to watch it on our YouTube channel and BBC iPlayer as well. But you must be here. Do not miss 1:45 tomorrow. For Will Smith and Margot Robbie, Playground Insults.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Laura Whitmore announced as the third celebrity going on Strictly this year on Grimmie's show this morning.
Yeah.
Along with Will Young and Ed Balls.
I mean, as ex-alumni, well, not ex-alumni, as alumni of Strictly Come Dancing, what are you making of it all so far?
I think they are three great names. And I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you, but I know another person that is definitely going to go in to do it, and it's brilliant.
Is it?
So good. Here's the time of year, though. I do get slightly jealous of anyone about to do Strictly Come Dancing. For me, Chris, you know, it wasn't about the dancing so much, but the new friends that I kind of met along the way, you know?
Yeah, well, the dancers move on, don't they? Every year they've got a fresh crop in. And actually, this year will be Ed Balls, you know? You'll be forgotten. No. Ed Balls will be in. You'll see all the pictures going up on social media, nights out.
I don't like
and
it.
All that.
I don't
you
like
won't
it.
Be allowed in.
I tell
and
you
Ed
else.
Balls will be there don't raving with the dancers.
Right, I'll tell you who else doesn't like it. Susanna Reid.
Was she on it?
Yes, a year before me.
Oh.
And we have conversations about this. She's like, do you hate it when they announce new ones? I'm like, yes, I do. I'm not going to lie. So maybe I texted my dance partner, Joanne, last night, a bit needy. Going, looking forward to the series? She's like, yeah, we're rehearsing now. I was like, great. The thing is, she didn't have a dance partner last year. She was still on the show, but she didn't have a celebrity partner.
Yeah, I do remember that.
But I believe this year that she will have that.
Oh, and do you know who her partner is?
No, because they get paired up on the show, don't they? So the producers will know. They have a show where you get partnered with your pro dancer.
Oh, what I love about Strictly Come Dancing this year is never would I have thought there was a situation where you've got jealousy of Ed Balls.
Yeah, I have. And Will Young. And Whitmore. And my dancer will be in the arms of another man soon. I'm just going to have to come
Sorry,
to terms with it.
I ain't got no money. I'm not trying to be funny, but I left it all at home today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bailey.
We're just saying, though, when Ed Balls is out of the competition, the headlines in the newspapers are going to be quite something, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they write themselves.
Ed Balls is out, it's going to be really good.
Well, you've got Balls envy right now.
I have. I'm jealous of Ed Balls. What's going on?
Is this the first time you've been jealous of another man being with a girl?
Yes, it is, and it's weird.
Mm.
I don't like it. Oh, look at her over there with her new partner.
Also, you have to wonder who's going to be doing the crab this year as well,
or the equivalent of crab. It won't be the same. Right, this has made me feel a bit better. Caroline Flax just texted me, winner, 2 years ago. I'm jealous too. I polished my glitter ball today and felt a moment of sadness. So it looks like it's something that everyone goes through.
Mm.
Thanks, Flack. You've actually made me feel a lot better there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, I've got a show and tell today for you.
Excellent. I always like to learn new things, you know.
Yeah, it's a good one today as well. You ready with the horn?
Let me get the trumpet. Yes.
This is going to blow your mind and this is going to blow people's minds.
Okay.
Genuinely, once I found out about this thing, I couldn't stop using it.
You do sound genuinely excited by this. What is it?
Yeah. Well, I saw it trending last night and it's something called Project Murphy. Have you heard about this?
No.
So what it is, it's a website that you can go on. I've been using my Facebook on this.
Right.
It's kind of one of those where you sign in under a different account. But anyway, you go on to Project Murphy and you can type in any question and it will generate a picture answer.
Oh, right. So you put a question in and it comes back to you in photo form.
Yeah. So the beautiful thing about this is you can type in things that are just really hard to imagine and then they become a reality in picture form, and it comes back within like 15 seconds.
Does it really?
It's nuts. The whole thing's nuts.
How do they do that?
Well, it's one of these nerdy, I think the technical term for it is artificial intelligence bot.
Oh, thanks.
So, you know, on Twitter sometimes you see these automated accounts.
Yeah.
And I've got one at the moment which says, why Chris is such a gentleman, and it lists three characteristics of me, and it keeps tweeting me this same thing.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't get these.
Equally, if you tweet something about farting, which I did a while ago, these automatic bots pick up on the word fart, and then you find you're getting followed by all these fart accounts and retweeted by fart accounts.
That's not ideal, is it?
No, but it's just these automated systems where when they're set up, they just kind of run themselves.
So what have you been typing into this?
Oh, Scott, this thing is the best. The easiest way to explain it is by telling you the type of questions that I've been putting into this thing.
Okay.
Best thing to do here, if you turn your screen on over there, Scott, you'll be able to see what I'm seeing in front of me.
Okay. That was my chair, by the way, that noise.
Yeah. If a fartbot is listening right now, I wanted to retweet that.
Really weird noise.
Okay, you got your screen on.
Got it.
So, if I type in on this thing, what if Scott Mills turned into a coin?
What?
Yeah, like you can put in anything random. This is what I'm saying, the most random thing ever, right?
I can't imagine that.
So instead of the queen, it would be you, right?
Okay.
Give it a second. Just sort of processes
about it.
It sends a little message saying, wait. And there it is.
There's me on a coin.
And it's your face on a coin.
That's so good.
But it looks quite real.
Yeah.
How does it do it?
Did you have to put a picture of me in?
No, I've not had to do anything. I can literally type in this question and it comes back with this picture. So the picture that I'm looking at right now is of, I think it's an American coin.
Yeah, it is.
But with your face on. Nuts, right?
Never even imagined that before. But look, there I am.
I'm just thinking I can do anything off the top of my head. What if Scott Mills, I mean, it's always going to be about you, I think.
Oh, great.
Is married to David Guetta. Bear with me. This is nuts, isn't it?
That is mad.
Right, just give it a minute. It's quite a complicated one, that one.
No, it's
but
quite
I like to think there's someone at the other end quickly photoshopping.
Who is doing this?
It's an automatic intelligence thing. It's like some robot. Right,
hang on.
There it goes. There's
no,
you.
That's not me.
What they've done is they've cleverly photoshopped your face onto David Guetta's face, but you're married to Kathy Guetta.
Oh my god. Oh, this is the dream.
So it's an incredible picture. And it's not just a really clunky Photoshop.
No, it's really good. It's my face, but David Guetta's hair, David Guetta's beard, David Guetta's
wife DJ, next to you.
David Guetta's wife. Ex-wife, I think.
Ex-wife, sorry. Okay.
Oh, I love her as well. Can you save that one? Can you save them?
Yeah, I can save all of them. So what I'm saying is just imagine anything that you would like to be.
I'm married to Kathy Guetta there. That's the dream. By the way, if you haven't checked out Kathy's Instagram, it's everything. Have a look.
Okay. What if Scott Mills? Thing is, it doesn't just have to be about Scott Mills.
No,
it
could good.
Be about anyone. But one more. What if Scott Mills was born in, should we say, the 1600s? In Tudor times.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to see this. Bear something I've never thought about before.
I mean, these are all quite basic suggestions.
This is so clever.
But when you've got your whole imagination to play with, I really struggle because we could do anything.
And there I am! Yes!
And there's you. And
that's so good. I'm like Henry VIII.
Yeah, like full-on Henry VIII regalia.
Really fat.
But your face photoshopped on really, really well.
I mean, this is not like just done badly. This is done really well. It looks like I'm a Tudor there.
Yeah. I was watching Netflix the other day and they've got that film on there, Limitless.
Yeah.
And it's basically saying that you only use 10% of your brain. And that's the problem with this game is this tool is so good, but I can't think of the stuff to write in there which would really blow my mind.
Oh, people will come up with that for us.
Yeah, I need good ideas for this because so far it's just what if Scott Mills was there? There's surely some great situations you could find yourself in.
Can we get these on social media somewhere?
Yeah, I'll start tweeting the ones of you.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a retweet, eh?
Oh, will you?
Yeah, I'll give you a reason.
Oh, that'll get me a few more followers.
Yes.
The great thing about this, Scott, is people are generally quite rubbish at Photoshop.
Yeah.
There's some good people, but most are rubbish. And this seems to nail it every time.
It can literally be anything, and it's done really well.
Like, if you wanted to be friends with a celebrity, that's where this could be really good. Because it just imagines the situation. So, look, what if Chris Starr was best friends with... Yes. I mean, like, again, I'm struggling to use my whole mind here.
Who would you like to be friends with?
I'll go Margot Robbie.
Right. Star of Suicide Squad and on Playground Insults with Will Smith tomorrow at 1:45.
That's going to be good, that.
It's going to be good.
Just waiting. Here we go. And there I am.
Oh, no, hang on. You are Margot Robbie.
I mean, sometimes it does get it slightly wrong.
Your face is rubbish.
In fact,
rubbish
what they've
on that.
Done is a nightmare situation here, which is I'm looking at the body of Margot Robbie and my face.
Like, it doesn't get any worse than that.
No. There's a flaw in the system here, Scott.
Right. That's done it wrong there, but generally it gets it right. Well, you look weird. Take it off. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
You've got hair, you've got everything.
I thought that would be an ideal situation.
No,
but
take it off.
It's not.
It's really freaking me out, that. Take it off now.
Sorry. Oh, it's you as a Tudor. Anyway, look, it's great, this thing, and I think it's people are going to love this.
That is an excellent show and tell. Thanks, Chris. This is going to change my life in the pub.
Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just say, with this Project Murphy thing, you don't have to just put questions about me in. You can put absolutely anything you want. Who's done What If Scott Mills Was Donald Trump? That's terrible.
Have you seen the baby that we would have had as well?
What?
The baby that we would have had. It's
me
terrifying,
and you?
Yeah. Okay. What if Scott Mills and Chris Starr had a baby? Terrifying.
I kind of want to see
it's,
that.
It's terrifying.
What If Scott Mills Was the Queen is also good. What if Chris Starr was a fish? Apparently brings up one of the best things someone's ever seen. I'm going to check that out now.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Alice Levine in the live lounge. No, there she is. Come in.
Hello.
Hiya.
Let yourself in.
Hi, dear.
Just walk in. It's not like we're on air.
You stride around the live lounge like that. I'll go where I want.
I feel like I own the place. Sorry.
You know when the red light's on, Alice, you're not supposed to come in.
Oh, I thought red was... Go, like, just go on in.
Such a pro. How are you?
Yes, how's things?
Yeah, good. Been a while.
I know it has been a couple of weeks, and normally we would have you on Real or No Real today, but obviously summer mixes are on at the moment.
Yeah, producer Will told me I've been phased out.
So. No, you've not been phased out. It's just for the duration of the summer when the mixes are on. You'll be back.
He said I was old news, was the phrase he used.
No, he didn't say that. So last time we spoke to you, you were telling us that you have a bus named after
in
Nottingham.
Obviously, you've got the bridge. Chris, you've got... Is it a dormitory you've got?
Yeah, you're right, actually. I do remember when I stayed in that youth hostel down the road for one night. They then did a full naming ceremony the next day.
Yeah, there's a plaque up on the room that he used to stay
on the
in.
Front of it.
Well,
that's
I've
right.
basically kind of blown all of those out of the water. I've got a bus, like an actual whole bus, that goes past my mum and dad's house, apparently.
No way!
Very exciting.
That's because you're one of Nottingham's most famous children.
Well, that's what I tried to convince them of, yes. I put together a very convincing presentation to that effect. And yeah, it's happening. I mean, I don't know exactly what stage we're at. I don't know if they're manufacturing a bus especially for me or just sticking my name on it. But between now and the show on Saturday, I'm going to go visit it.
Well, so you're going to Nottingham before your show on Saturday?
Yeah, I've just, I've been, I don't know if it'll be like an unveiling, do you think? Or will it just be like, oh, there
oh,
it
no,
is?
Oh, no, you smash a bottle of champagne on the side of the bonnet.
Or it'll just be a massive bedsheet covering it, and then you'll have to just kind of whip it off.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there will be a bit of fanfare, yeah. At least some, like, comedy-sized scissors to, like, cut the ribbon.
Oh, you're going to have a right day, so the mayor will be on and everything.
Do you think? Do you think I'll get the full shebang?
Yeah, and I really hope that these pictures will be available to see on social media.
Oh, well, I mean, thanks to the likes of, I don't know, Matt Edmondson, who's been a big proponent of this, like you guys, I'm sure he'll have spies out and about.
Hmm. Something which we have done, which we actually haven't let you in on yet, is that we... You know it needs a slogan, this bus?
No.
Well, it does.
They said it does need a slogan.
No, they didn't.
They did. So a lot of people texted and tweeted in some slogans, and what we've done is we have forwarded them on to the bus company. Would you like to hear some of the ones that got sent in?
Not really, no.
I didn't think you were meant to say these, Scott. I thought this was just work going on in the background. Are you, you're going to tell her now?
Well, I'm going to tell you some of them, and then the bus company have told us that they are definitely going to use one of these.
Oh, you are.
I didn't even know that. I thought this was just a pub chat.
Well, that concerns me.
Okay, so which one do you think, out of these, is the one they're going to use? Dean in Wiltshire. Levine Davida Loca.
I quite like that, Levine Davida Loca. It's got a nice kind of exotic twist to it, hasn't it?
Doesn't say the name, so we can't credit you, but Alice Levine comes every 30 minutes.
which is more regular than that. No, it's Nottingham, isn't it?
Sorry, I cut that one off. Alice Levine comes every 30 minutes throughout the city.
It's good. It's a very frequent service.
I thought it'd be like more like 8.
No comment.
What else?
Alice Levine, cheap fare, great ride.
This is really, this is good. These are all great.
Yeah, it's one of these.
These are going to be written in big letters, aren't they, if it's going on a bus?
Yeah.
And it goes right past my mum and dad's house, just stressing that.
And oh.
that's wonderful.
Face for radio and the back of a bus.
Who said that?
Which one of those are they going to use, do you think?
I mean, any of the above would be highly inappropriate. What about just Alice Levine, like Radio 1 or whatever?
Do you want to know what it says? And this is actually what is going to be on the bus.
Scott Mills, we have a friendship to uphold.
Right. So it's a good ad because it says Alice Levine, weekends 1 p.m. till 4 p.m.
It advertises the radio show, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Awesome.
I'm pleased with that.
Good.
A driving advert. It's great.
This is mad. They didn't do that with your bridge, did they? They didn't have that going across the bridge on the outside.
Okay, the one that they've chosen is face for radio and the back of a bus.
You do. I don't even have a word for you right now.
To be fair, that it could have been a lot worse.
That's so rude. Do you know what that means?
It means you've got a... Oh, yeah. But look on the bright side. It could have been a lot worse. The others were worse. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah, it depends what you want to go for, either the funny route or the slightly offensive route.
Well, this is very offensive. I wouldn't even say it's slightly offensive. I think that's very offensive.
So when you get to Nottingham, which I know
that's
you're
saying I don't want to see your face and it's as ugly as the back of a bus.
Well, are they putting your face on the bus? I hope so. Because that would be even better with the
slogan.
My
face next to that?
Yeah.
It's going to get graffiti, isn't it?
Imagine what that would look like.
It's a fantastic promotion for your show, though.
And then are you going to be smiling if they do the picture, or are you...
Do we have to do a bus shoot, do you think?
Or you could do a sexy shoot.
Stop it.
Oh, what's it going to be? Because you know those Radio 1 photos we had taken where we had to stand in front of a radiator? Will it be that one?
Oh, yeah, I had to stand next to those PE ropes, you know, those long ropes.
I don't understand it. It looked like I'm chained to a radiator in one of them.
In one of them, it looks like Phil is my chauffeur and I'm like an octogenarian millionaire. I'm in the back of a car and he's driving me. It's all very weird.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good idea. Scott, I can put her on the app, can't I?
We were talking about this earlier.
How locked in is the phrase, is the catchphrase that you've put on?
It's been done. Well, I guess we'll see what the actual bus looks like when you go out there. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, I was going to take my dad with me, but I'm not sure I want to now it says that.
I'm looking forward to hearing all about this on the weekend, you know.
Yeah, well, me too.
Saturday, 1 p.m.
Yeah,
Alice Levine.
It says it on the bus. Look.
Radio 1, it says on the bus.
Oh, you love it, really. I think you love it, really.
Any publicity is good publicity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Dave in Basingstoke.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
That's what. That's the normal Basingstoke greeting. That's how you say it.
Is it?
Yeah. How's Basingstoke today?
It's good. Really sunny.
Is it lush?
Yeah, it's lush.
Now, I know that you visit two of me and Chris's favourite places most days, don't you? Where's that, Dave?
Well, I go and visit the Scott Mills Bridge most days, grabbing a coffee from Fleet Servicing.
Yeah.
And then Chris's favourite place in the whole wide world, Vicarage Road.
Why do you go there? Home of Watford Football Club?
Well, I deliver to some local businesses in and around Watford in the morning, and I have to drive past the stadium every day.
Oh, mate, you're living my dream. So 1 minute you're at Fleet Services.
On my bridge.
I love that you cross the bridge for no reason, really. So you're going just from one side to the other just cause.
Yes.
Have you ever had a picture with the plaque yet?
Pardon, sorry?
Have you had a picture with the plaque? It's got a plaque on it.
Yes.
And then off to Vicarage Road. What a legend. Right, you've got a big job to do today then.
Okay, so this is what I've got for you, Dave.
Oh,
yes.
Not bad. No,
kind of forgotten about this, haven't you?
Today.
You've forgotten about this. Look Right Through by Storm Queen.
Yes, sound Queen. Nice in Basingstoke, won't it, if the weather's nice?
Yes, Queen.
It certainly does.
All right, Dave, you can have that, or you can have this.
Oh, be like that then.
A bit of DJ Snake.
You've pulled that one out as well, haven't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Turn Down for What? Big tunes today, Scott. Yeah. Big old bangers on ya.
Don't know what to do.
Neither do I. It's a bit of a choice. Well, you've both pulled them out of the bag today, to be fair. I usually go with Chris. But sorry, Chris, today it's Scott.
Yes! Hands up, who forgot about that song?
Tune.
Storm Queen.
Yes, Queen.
And that is Look Right Through on BBC Radio 1. I really thought DJ Snake would snatch that one today, but it didn't happen, mate.
I thought so, but no, it's a good choice. Look at this. Scott is choosing bangers this week like a boss.
Thank
yes,
you.
Queen. That's from Gemma the dog groomer.
Thanks, Gemma. Yeah, I have won twice and we've done it only 2 days, which means that I'm winning.
How much?
By 2-0.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good maths.
Never good at maths.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right. Shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
I think it needs to be done. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
We will do 12 repetitions. Okay? Ready. Start on the down position at your thighs. Up, down, up, down.
Arnie,
up,
not play this
down,
one.
Up, down, up, down. And keep your elbows at the waist.
This is constant.
Get out and take your dogs with you, you pirate.
Go on, pigs.
Yes, yes. This is what they want. Sorry about that. At the beginning of the gap, I thought I'd taken myself off air there.
Bumbleo feels a little bit slow today for some reason.
Yeah, that's me.
Can I just check it's the right speed?
Nope. Same as every week, same as it's been for the last 10 years.
No.
Hello, Will, bumbling the craziness out of his tractor seat in Devon. Billy bumbling his compressors off, getting ready for a long weekend with girlfriend Sian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Craig and Lucy from Plymouth getting their bumbleo on big time.
Oh, it's a couple special today, yeah. Isn't it?
No, Paul in Works Up, he's on his own, lonely. It's his first bumbleo for weeks. Bumbleo. Yes to the Honda Jazz clip, says Michelle, dog grooming. All the dog groomers are on today. She's in Nottingham. You can see the Alice Levine bus, hopefully, soon. Harry's in his tractor. Andy, Jacko and Hendy are bumbleoing their heads off in Baldock. Any more? Oh, yeah, Ryan in Bournemouth bumbleoing his chisels off. Busy in the workshop this afternoon. Luke working hard in his oven in Swansea. What, you're in an actual oven? Yes. Gaz in Leicester. Stephen in Newbury. Not already?
Yes.
How can that be?
40 of those.
And let's go again. Whoa. First time I've ever heard a bumbleo all the way through. I'm so happy right now. Jade, the delivery driver in Folkestone. Bumbleoing at home for the first time in 4 months. That's Sophie in Shrewsbury.
Harriet in Oxfordshire, bumbleoing whilst working from home, getting paid to bumbleo. Yes. She's living the dream.
Who wouldn't want that? Yorkshire Diamonds in Harrogate. I love the Go On Pigs. Old School says Harry in High Wycombe.
See.
Daily. You're really going to enjoy the summer mix in 15 minutes on Radio 1. Remember, tomorrow it's all about the playground insults. If you've not heard this before, we've done it with Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz. We've also done it with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. What we do is we, in a room, sit two massive stars down and then they stare each other out and they just throw ridiculously childish insults at each other. We said it earlier, but this is by far the best one we've done. Margot Robbie was great at it. Will Smith, it was just Will Smith and amazing.
I really cannot wait for tomorrow. There's a little clip, like only a couple of seconds long, a little gif on the Radio 1 Twitter right now.
And you can see them kind of staring each other out.
It's even that fills me with excitement.
I'm so excited for this. You'll be able to watch it because we filmed the whole thing as well. Listen to it at 1:45 on Radio 1 tomorrow. Will Smith and Margot Robbie. It is great.
Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember just before we met Will Smith and Margot Robbie? In fact, no, we just met them, but before we did our interview with them.
Yeah.
And we've got to have that awkward small talk that we always do.
They're setting up the cameras, they're making sure the microphones are recording. And obviously, you know, we don't know these people well, and it is that kind of, so have you been in the UK long then?
Yeah.
You enjoying it?
And also, you don't
like the weather?
But you don't want to ask them anything that you might want to ask in the interview as well.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. But do you remember the small talk that we were having? Because I've been thinking about it a lot since.
This is before we started the interview.
Yeah, and I wish we'd actually done it in the interview because it kind of blew Will Smith's mind.
What was it?
So they were talking amongst themselves. This is Margot Robbie and Will Smith. I don't know why I thought I should interrupt. But they were talking between themselves about how they'd been working together for a while and that they'd gone through this kind of arguing stage.
Yeah.
And I all of a sudden remembered, I think it was my GCSE psychology, and I was like, yeah, no, that happens. It's normal to argue because you go through these different stages when you start working with someone new or you're part of a group that are just meeting for the first time. So you go through these four stages. So there's forming, which is when you first meet.
Oh, I remember this now, yeah.
And then storming, which is where you start arguing, yeah, just after. You see it with Big Brother where they're forced together. So they form and then they're storming.
Yeah.
And then there's norming, which is just like, I think normal. You normalise after all the fighting. And then you start performing.
Right? Oh.
And I think I've got those in the right order. But I remember Will Smith, he was well impressed with that.
He actually was. I remember that now, yeah. He was like, wow, I'm going to remember that.
And I think he was then expecting a really intellectual interview.
Yeah, it went really downhill after that. So tomorrow, do not miss it. 1:45, Playground Insults on Radio 1. Two of the biggest stars in the world, Will Smith and Margot Robbie, just flinging insults back and forth at each other, really childish insults. I do have to say that it is quite fruity, this one. So it's not for the people with the delicate ears.
It's a little bit rude.
It's quite rude. So if you have got the ears that are delicate, I just need to warn you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, it's all about Will Smith and Margot Robbie playground insults. It was pretty intense. Make sure you're listening tomorrow at 1:45. We put two massive actors in a room and they take it in turns to insult each other. It's quite fruity. 1:45 tomorrow. Scott Mills.